This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it was fun. A little jitterbugs going into it. And, you know, this is fifth year going into to training camp. But, you know, I was just as excited, probably even more than my first one, just because it has been that long. And it's nice to be here 100% healthy. No, it was unfortunate last year, series of events, really, but, you know, it's in the past, and moving forward, I don't have to worry about those injuries anymore.
What was your reaction when you were told that you were going to be starting today with Dalvin?
Well, I was excited. I mean, the guy's an incredible talent, as we all know by this point, and, you know, he's one of those guys that's going to push me and make me a lot better player, and, you know, I'm going to try to, you know, help along with the North American game, talk to him as much as I can to help... you know, just develop his game on both ends of the rink.
What's it like to see him next to you on the ice as opposed to on YouTube?
I've only seen a couple, obviously, the highlights that have kind of circulated on Twitter and whatnot, but you can see the talent that he has. And, you know, just with all of our decor this year, you know, not even the six that are going to play every night, but, you know, you go 7, 8, 9 deep, you know, every single guy can be plugged into the lineup at one point or another and contribute and skate and, you know, that's something that we've lacked in the past, and it's really exciting that we have that depth this year to, you know, to push not only all of us internally, but, you know, if one guy does go down, that, you know, there's another guy right up that can step right in and contribute.
What happened with the shoulder? It's got to be too much.
I mean, it had been lingering for a couple of years, and, you know, it was kind of a decision at the point where I broke my thumb, so it's kind of like, do I rehab my thumb and come back for 10 games, but then maybe not be ready for training camp? It was kind of a, you know, ways of pros and cons, and, you know, ultimately, I felt like we all felt like it was the right decision to be 100% for training camp rather than try to get back for 10 games.
Jake, you played the right side before, but was there any advance notice going into the off season that you should focus on that side? And if so, what do you do to be ready to play more on that side?
Yeah, I think of over the summer, you work on your skills, not only left side, but right side, you know, puck retrievals, whether it be a neutral zone, regroups, offensive blue line work. But like you said, I have played in the past, so it's not a unfamiliar territory with me. It's just getting reps at this point and getting comfortable with it.
How do you feel that to yourself and Russ, because your games complement each other?
Yeah, I think we're both very good skaters and getting up and down the ice. And, you know, he's very good at both ends. Obviously, his talent with the puck on his stick is something that's been highly touted, but I think his defensive play is very underrated. You know, he's got a great stick. He plays the body. You know, with his skating ability, he can defend really well, too. So I think, you know, just the familiarity of comfort level of, you know, getting reps with each other, and it goes along with our whole decor. You know, the more reps you have with each other, the more you talk to each other, the more comfortable you're going to be out there together.
Phil wants to push speed, wants to push pace. How much does Dalvin just simply help that just by his mere presence on the team?
Yeah, I think, like I said earlier, it's not even just Rasmus. It's the fact that we've brought in these other guys, you know, Lawrence and Gules and Nelson, and, you know, you go down the list, and, you know, there's not just six guys competing for spots, there's 8, 9 guys, and, you know, it just pushes everyone to be better, and Rasmus obviously is the, you know, the blue chip guy coming in, and everyone's looking at him, but, you know, he's learning the North American game too, and he's pushing everyone to be better, and it's just great for our organization to have that internal competition.
And from a speed end, what was your reaction when you heard about Jeff Skinner coming, a guy you've had to defend for the last, you know, 3, 4 years?
I hated playing against Skins. He's obviously not the biggest guy, but he's a lot like Sammy in the sense that he's good around the net, and he makes you pay, and he competes like a son of a bitch, really. So it's great to have him in the blue and gold now, so I don't have to, you know, be pissed off every time we go down to Carolina.
I know you've mentioned, you know, this is your fifth camp. Phil, at the end of the season, said, you know, guys need to be ready. It's going to be a tough training camp. Did you get the sense that the tone was set on day one?
Yeah, a lot of us have been here for a couple of weeks now, and it's just been it seems like everyone's kind of on the same wavelength at this point, and everyone has this mindset of, you know, enough is enough, and excitement's in the building, and I think you look at today, and it was, I don't know how long we went for, but it was high tempo, high pace. Guys are going up on the ice competing, and, you know, that's all you can ask for, especially on a day one when, you know, you're knocking off the rust a little bit. And guys showed great effort today. That's a good start, but we have a lot to go here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.